With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In a surprise move, Hunter Biden's lawyer says his client plans to change his not guilty plea in his federal tax case. That's just as jury selection was sent to begin. Defense attorney Abby Lowell announced Biden's plans to change his plea, but did not provide further details. President Biden's son is facing misdemeanor and felony charges in this case, alleging he failed to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes over 4 years during a period in which he has acknowledged struggling with a drug addiction. His defense attorneys say he was in the throes of active addiction that affected his judgment. At an evening vigil for the victims of a Georgia school shooting, 11th grader Landon Culver says the whole experience was surreal.
Still kind of in like a state of shock. Like you don't, like it's, you hear about this kind of stuff, but you like never think it's going to happen to you until like it's happening.
Georgia police interviewed 14-year-old school shooter Colt Gray more than a year ago while looking into online posts threatening of a school shooting. But investigators didn't have enough evidence for an arrest then. Two Appalachian High School students and two teachers were killed in Tuesday's shooting. Also at SRNNews.com, GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump says under the Biden-Harris administration, more Americans cannot afford to buy a home.
Families now need to earn an estimated $110,000 a year to afford a typical home, meaning 65% of households are locked out of buying just an ordinary house.
Mr. Trump speaking for the New York Economic Club. The number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits fell. Last week, they fell by 5,000 to 227,000. That's according to the Labor Department. This is SRN News. Another church fire in France.
This time it was the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Saint-Omer, less than an hour east of Calais. Local officials say it was arson, and the blaze destroyed much of the nearly 200-year-old building that had recently been renovated. A man who had recently been released from jail for burning another church has been arrested. France is in the midst of a rash of church burnings that have dismayed the country's dwindling community of Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Modern technology is helping persecuted Christians in many countries. According to a report by International Christian Concern, digital tech is being wielded by embattled believers for protection and support. ICC says in Iran, Christians use Signal to share testimonies on the interactive platform. In fact, digital technology is the primary tool Christians are using to get around repressive regimes and spread the gospel despite intense persecution. This is SRN News. A watchdog group is asking the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals to remove Judge Aileen Cannon from overseeing former Donald Trump's classified document case, arguing she has taken many efforts to undermine and derail the prosecution of the case.
The brief from Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, comes as Special Counsel Jack Smith is appealing a ruling from Cannon that tossed the documents case entirely in determining that Smith was unlawfully appointed. The CREW brief asks for the documents case to be reassigned to another jurist in South Florida. Smith did not make that request, but the 11th Circuit could independently determine the rare move is warranted. The filing also comes on behalf of retired federal judge Nancy Gertner, who previously raised concerns to the media over potential bias by Cannon as well as two ethics attorneys. Cannon in July determined that Smith was unlawfully appointed, calling into question 50 years of prior rulings on special counsel regulations. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.